I'm Megan Parker, and I'm in fifth grade.
So what do you have going here?
Today is the Museum of Early American Culture, and some fifth graders have made really cool artifacts and a paragraph, and we're here to show them to the first, second, and third graders.
What's your job here at the door?
Me and Brooklyn Dormer, we put together a video to introduce where the early Native Americans came from and where they settled, and yeah, we put a video together to show that.
Hi, my name is Stone, and I am in fifth grade.
Okay, who else do we have here?
My name is Thomas, and I'm in fifth grade also. Okay.
What are you looking at here?
I built an Aztec shelter for a museum that we're showing to little kids, and they're listening to them on an iPad.
Tell me about the Aztecs. What did you learn about them?
Well, they lived in these shelters that have rocks. There's a rock above them. There's windows. They have two doors. Sometimes they were two stories high. The material they used was a sun-dried brick, and they made it by water and mud.
All right. Now you've got the iPad going as well. That's a whole new option here. How do kids use that? Tell me how that.
Well, it's on Explain Everything. Like, we set our paragraph on the iPad, and then they recorded it, and then we press play, and then they listen to it.
Okay. A little interactive display here.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get Thomas in on this interview. Tell me about, what did you do for this?
I did an Aztec game that they played. It was called Yamazlitsli.
That's a tough word.
Yeah, I know it is.
What is the game?
It's a game that the Aztecs play for their god, Huitzilopochtli.
Okay.
That's another
And it, has, it looks like it has a ball that goes with it.
Yeah.
And how do you play?
Yeah. You're not allowed to touch the ball with your hands, and the ball is not allowed to touch the ground, and there's hoops on the walls that the teams try to throw the ball through, and you're only allowed to use your elbows, your hips, your knees, and your head.
Julie Lopez, and I'm in fifth grade.
Okay, and you put together an exhibit here. What did you do it on?
I made on Anasazi, and I made Anasazi shelter.
Okay, where are the Anasazi people? Where are they from?
Arizona,
okay. And what kind of shelter did they put together?
It was made in the cliffs, and it was made out of rocks and stones and mud.
Okay. Hi, I'm Brooklyn Dormer. I'm in fifth grade.
Okay, what do you have here?
I'm writing about the Mayan numbers.
Okay, Mayan numbers. What did you find out about them?
Their system is way different than ours. Each line equals 5, and each dot equals 1. So.
Okay, and you have a chart drawn out about that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and tell me about putting your presentation together. What did you do for that?
My partner and I, we took a piece of paper and we crumpled it up, and we wrote the number system out on it. And then we put put coffee beans on it to make it look old and rusted almost. And then we had to read our paragraph onto the computer and record it. And then now the kindergartners and first and second and third graders can all come and they can listen to the podcast that we made.
Well, my name is Trace Cook, and I'm in fifth grade.
Okay. What do you have going? What exhibit do you have here?
I have the Mayan homes.
Okay, and what did you find out about them?
Well, it seems that the Mayan homes are actually made out of a lot of different items. And
like what? What did they use?
They used clay, they used beams, and they used thatch grass to cover the roof.
Lance Kittum's grade fifth.
Okay, what do you got going here?
The Aztec spear.
Okay, and tell me about the Aztec spear. What did you learn about it?
The Aztec spear was a common weapon used by the Aztecs. The spear was called the Tepoztopili. They didn't have a puny arrowhead. It was a foot wide, made of smaller blades. These spears are known to cut through Spaniard armor. The Aztecs used their spears to shave. The spear was very sharp, 84 inches long. The Aztecs were not the first to use spears in Mexico. The spear was made out of string, obsidian, and wood.
Hi, my name is Greg Kowalski, and I'm fortunate to teach social studies.
Tell me about this. How did this come about?
Well, we're to that part in our textbook about early American cultures, and I wanted to bring it to life. And so we decided to actually make some artifacts and become museum curators. And so all the students had to make four different artifacts about one of their early American cultures and bring it to life and write a paragraph about it. And now they are presenting it through the iPad with a program called Explain It, and now they're sharing it with the younger kids.
That's great. They, in essence, become the teachers for the younger kids.
Yep, they're the teachers, and they're the creators, and the power that goes into teaching another student. I mean, those who teach are twice taught, and so they're really getting everything down.
How about that technology piece and how that plays into it? What does that allow you to do that you couldn't do just 5 or 10 years ago?
The technology these days, especially with the new iPads, they're presenting their early American culture with this program that has arrows and has the recording and different pictures about the various features. I mean, it pulls it all together and makes it that much more powerful for these kids.